This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
How hot, hot weather can make gasoline more expensive. I'm David Brancaccio. Gas prices are creeping up again. The oil producers cartel OPEC Plus has been curbing production, but also the hot weather has been hurting refineries. The Automobile Association puts the national average up 7% from 1 month ago. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Our summer heat wave is affecting the refineries that turn oil into gasoline. They aren't designed to operate at very high temperatures, above 95 degrees. Many U.S. refineries are in some of the hottest places in the country, Texas and Louisiana, with average temperatures of at least 95 degrees. So they've been forced to dial back production. Refineries can also be damaged or even closed because of hurricanes. Hurricane season won't end until this fall, and the ocean is warmer than usual this summer. Warm water fuels hurricanes, making them stronger and bigger. Of course, the price of oil has the biggest impact on the cost of gas. AAA says it accounts for almost 50% of the price at the pump, and the national average is about $3.82 a gallon. OPEC is cutting back on production in an effort to push prices up even more. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Experts are expecting another solid but not crazy hot report on hiring and steady unemployment when the official numbers for July come out tomorrow morning. We're seeing wages go up faster than inflation, which helps standards of living. And when the economy grows faster than employment, that suggests something useful is happening. The elusive pro word, productivity. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG.
Productivity growth is improving because we're seeing the number of workers out sick, unable to work, falling to pre-COVID levels. We'll be watching that a lot in the numbers. That means less staffing shortages on frontline workers and also more time for people to learn their jobs and not just make up for workers who are not in work. So that's productivity growth. Another factor helping productivity growth is quit rates are coming down. That loss of churn means people have more time to learn their jobs and show a pickup in productivity growth. Why is that so important? Productivity growth is the elixir, and it allows workers to hold on to wages and the wage gains over and above inflation much longer, and it is the main ingredient to improvements in living standards over time.
That's KPMG Chief Economist Diane Swonk. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We're hearing about migration in the Americas from many angles this week here. Today, to the second largest economy in South America, Argentina, where inflation is running about 100%, higher fuel and food prices there, in part due to the Russia-Ukraine war, pandemic distortions, drought, and political instability. More people in Argentina want out. The BBC's Natalia Cossoy reports from Buenos Aires.
Being able to afford rent, saving, and in some cases buying basic goods has become particularly hard in Argentina.
It is difficult, and especially in the last couple of years with the rises in inflation rates.
This is Ivan Castro. He is 28 years old and he's a neurology resident at this private hospital in the capital of Argentina, Buenos Aires. Medical residents make the equivalent of around $500 a month.
Do you know how much someone working a similar job in the US or Canada would be making?
Yes, I've been in Canada recently. A resident would be earning maybe between 3,000 to 4,000 Canadian dollars, way, way more than what a resident here.
In part due to the economic situation, Ivan has decided he will move to Canada.
It's getting more difficult to grow and to be stable here.
More people are leaving or thinking about leaving Argentina. Inflation is making life hard, and it's not just 10 or 12% a year, it's more than 100. Economist Micaela Fernandez Alaua works at think tank Fundar. She says people are caught in a vicious cycle.
Because we've reached a high inflation regime, everyone adjusts their expectations and their behavior according to the inflation in the previous periods.
In essence, everyone assumes prices will go up, so acts defensively, raising their own prices. Gracias. Gabriel is the manager of a dairy products and cooked meat stall in this food market in Buenos Aires. He says the cost of food is constantly changing.
We use this kind of sticker to display the prices, and then we switch to magnets because it's easier when you have to change them all the time.
His income has dropped so much that Gabriel has been forced to move out of his home.
The rent was too expensive. It doubled from 1 month to the next.
People like Gabriel are the ones who lose out, says economist Micaela Fernandez Alaua.
People cannot update their income as inflation rises.
That's driving some to leave Argentina to try to find a better life. For those that stay, their only hope is that the general election next October will bring some desperately needed economic change. In Buenos Aires, I'm the BBC's Natalio Cossoy for Marketplace.
Today we also look at an app in the U.S. to help vulnerable workers, including many immigrants, get the pay and benefits their employers have been pocketing for themselves. Our border stories will launch as an all-in-one special tomorrow. Barriers to entry will be at the top of the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed all weekend long or streamable from marketplace.org. You're from APM, American Public Media.